Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We got to welcome in our Richmond audience listening on 910 AM, 105.1 FM in the capital of Virginia. For the rest of you who have been up here listening on 106.7 in and around D.C. or coast to coast on the Odyssey app over the last hour, thanks so much for making the show part of your day. Last show ahead of Thanksgiving, which means our annual Thanksgiving meal draft on Grant and Danny. We are incorporating our producers, Darris and Ryan, so we're four deep, four rounds, 16 foods to be chosen. We are finishing up the third round and moving into the fourth round here. And we'll put a bow on this so that we can get into our breakdowns in just a couple of minutes of the three games on the slate in the NFL tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. I'd like to say, Danny, thank God to the league. They do so many things well. The NFL adding the night game on Thanksgiving, I don't know why they didn't have it before. I never really even thought about it, but it is a game changer in the best kind of way.
It's just the right thing. And you're going to hear, and you already heard Jim Rome in the update just complaining about Detroit. Terrible. Nope, wrong. Keep Detroit there always. It's a nice thing. They have no nice things. You're going to watch it anyway. It's fine. They might be good again one day. And then if you got them off, you got rid of a great tradition. Let Detroit play the football game on Thanksgiving, please and thank you. The day is wonderful. Stop complaining about it.
So just so we're all on the same page, Ryan is still getting eviscerated for taking gravy, although our boss, Slax Kynard, just came into the studio, thought it was a genius pick at number one overall. He says that he botched the next pick, which warranted some blowback on creamed corn. He thought he should have gone with a meat or something that actually is, you know, enhanced by gravy.
Well, you could put gravy on.
But that's the first time I've heard someone say they really like the pick of gravy at 1-1. So I'll give Ryan some credit there. Some of the tweets, just real quick before we get back to the draft. Alex says this is great. He said he's got an idea, though. You need to have the actual foods so you can actually eat your plate next year. It'd be funny to watch someone eat a plate of cream corn and gravy. I think that's a great idea. Do a little Friendsgiving bit.
I think it'll make the stakes higher if you actually have to eat the food that you pick.
That's what I'm saying.
And the beauty of it is, and this is what I think sometimes people fail to get, is if I draft it, it means you can't have it.
Yeah.
Right? So things that aren't drafted, that's available for everybody. Like, if I end up with, like, I can't have mashed potatoes because that was Grant's pick, but if I came in with a loaded smashed potatoes, that's like a baked thing that's got, meat inside of the mashed potatoes and a bunch of cheese and stuff, that's my potato dish. Anyone can have that. That's the beauty of this draft.
I think that the idea of doing it in-house, you know, having a table right over here in the studio, and then seeing everyone's plate actually does add something.
I'm just picturing Ryan with his cream corn and gravy.
Just so gross.
Hoarding his pumpkin pie.
Yeah, that's right. With gravy. Don't sleep. On it. He did take pumpkin pie in the third round. Ben says, here is Ryan's post-draft presser, and he's got a gif here of, like, huge explosions behind the guy
Leslie
who's trying
Nielsen
to talk.
From Naked Gun.
Yeah. Right. That's what it is, the Naked Gun gif. Dominic says, oh, I think Grant just pivoted in the wrong direction, doubling up on meat. He said it wasn't a bad pick, but it was different. He didn't like me going back-to-back with turkey and ham after I had selected mashed potatoes. But I had to zig because everyone was zagging. Our guy Richmond John said, Ryan took the Jamin Davis of Thanksgiving foods and creamed corn. P PFF grades cream corn 26.8. Oh, that's funny. All right, Darius, where are we at in our draft right now? Did we just get your first pick of round four?
Correct, yes. I made my final pick of the draft, which was, looks like it was crescent rolls.
Yep.
Yes. So
mac and cheese, deviled eggs, roasted turkey, and crescent rolls for Darius's plate. So Danny has one more pick here. He's gone. This is his revenge draft for last year, not getting any bread. So he's gone stuffing, rolls, and cornbread, trying to really drive a point home. I don't know if drafting out of sheer spite and vengeance is how you put your best team together, or plate, as it were. But that's clearly what's happening here. Danny is trying to make amends for last year. So, Danny, let's see what you got with your fourth pick.
Pick is in. Should have been the selection at the beginning of round three. It wasn't. Ryan, you will rue the day, my friend. Sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows on top. The correct sweetness to go with all the starch and salt and butter and joy of my delicious, delicious bread plate. Congratulations to me on winning the draft. You guys can do the rest of the show without me as I take my victory press tour.
I would relax a little bit on thinking you won the draft outright. The people will decide that in this democracy that we live in here, where we'll vote in just a little bit. You have a fine plate, but it lacks a lot. There's plenty of things missing there. Stuffing, rolls, cornbread seems redundant. And then sweet potato casserole. All right, my final pick. I've got potatoes. I've got ham. I've got fried turkey, and I'm looking for dark meat only. So without further ado, Darius, the pick is in. I will be going with Aussie rolls from the Great American Restaurants, the greatest form of bread that there is, rendering Danny's entire draft useless.
Again, now we're in a fight. Rolls. It says rolls in the name. Not allowed. Not allowed. Not at all. No way.
Wait.
It says rolls. It says rolls.
Hold on.
Last year you claimed all bread, anything with yeast in it, we couldn't use. I say rolls. It says rolls in my draft. Rolls. You can't use rolls. Rolls are out.
Hold on. Time out. I have a question. You get all rolls in all forms?
It says rolls. Mine. Mine. You can't just sort of like do this weird end run. No, it's a different kitchen with the rolls. It says rolls in the name. You can't have a roll on your plate. They're my rolls.
Darius, Ryan, you guys decide. Aussie rolls, in or out?
Well, I mean, Danny said rolls, right? Right, Danny?
He did.
Of course I did.
But you didn't say Aussie rolls. There's a difference. There's a really big difference.
Rolls are just normal nubby rolls, Danny. These are Aussie rolls.
This is worse than last year. This is worse than last year. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I precluded your ability to do your dumb move by taking rolls. Rolls are off the table for everyone else but me. Ryan, it's a different kind of gravy. I got a sausage gravy over here. Do I just get sausage gravy? Do I get vegetable stock gravy? Do I get gravy that was stirred with a different knife? This is an outrageous line of thinking. You cannot have any kind of roll on your plate. It's been selected. If you wanted rolls, you should have taken it first.
Are rolls, is this like a Kleenex tissue thing? Like, are rolls, is there, when you said rolls, I pictured something, right? Like, sure. Just the pull apart, like soft dinner roll, the classic dinner roll. That's what I'm
Parker
picturing.
Parker roll, King's Hawaiian. Yeah, all those different varieties.
Yeah. So what I'm talking about is an Aussie roll, which is a completely different genre of bread. It has rolls in the name, I guess, but it's a completely different thing. It is a creation of the Great American Restaurants. It's deep fried, which rolls are not. It's, if anything, it's more like a donut than a roll, probably.
Just looking at the name where it says Aussie Rolls. Oh, man. Yep, can't get past that. It's an Aussie roll. It's a roll. They're delicious. No one's running down the Aussie roll. They are rolls. That means you can't do it. Like, this should not be complicated. Like, the idea that Ryan's like, well, it's a different, I understand it's a different roll. There's 10 different brands. Are we specifying the brand name now? Because you took fried turkey. I go, well, you didn't say butterball turkey, so I'll take a butterball fried turkey.
Well,
Darius didn't say what kind of deviled egg. No. I have paprika on mine, so now I can take that one.
If you really want to go there, I took turkey, and then Darius took turkey right after, cooked in a different way.
Yeah, there, so he shouldn't be able to do that then. That's fine.
There is a precedent in this draft. Are you trying to throw out Darius? He's already done his press conference. He's printed the jerseys. He just took a picture holding the jersey next to roasted turkey, and he shook his hand, and they sat there at the podium, and they talked, and they took questions from Ben Standing. Now you expect Darius to go out there and say, actually, he's not on our team anymore because Danny's mad?
You said fried turkey, dark meat. He said turkey's going to have to be white meat roasted turkey. He did say that. Those are two different actual substances. Rolls.
Whoa.
The rolls.
Listen to what you're saying, the hypocrisy.
I've listened. Turkey, everything I've said is correct.
Well, you're saying say those that. Are two different
everything
things.
Everything you're saying is correct, Danny.
Fried turkey and roasted turkey, they're both turkey. Just like the exact same thing. Bread, a roll, and bread, an Aussie roll.
Yeah, just bread. All right, it's fine. Let's do the bread again. Fine. Bread. You take bread. You can have whatever you want.
I'm not taking bread. You already have three things of bread
outrageous.
On your plate.
Absolutely outrageous. Unbelievable.
Mark's in Landover Hills. What's
worse
up,
than
Mark?
Last year.
Hey, Grant. I'm going with you, buddy, and all I got to say to Danny is negative waves, Moriarty. Negative waves and my God.
I had a quick trigger finger. That's my fault. I apologize.
It's good you hung up on him because he wasn't saying words, just sort of muttering things and wailing. I'm sure that's what's happening. Again, I took rolls. That means no one else can take rolls. But now we can just do different kinds of rolls. Let's just do a different draft of rolls. Let's have a roll draft.
Let's
just do that.
Kings Hawaiian should go next off the board, by the way.
Yeah, that'd
no,
be real
No, I honestly...
Unbelievable.
Dare I say, Kings Hawaiian rolls would be illegal because they're rolls and you already chose rolls.
No, it should be all allowed.
No.
It should
I think
be all allowed.
I'm traditional
rolls.
Look at
the picture of the Aussie roll. Look at that Aussie roll. That's a roll. It's the shape of a roll. It's bread. It's a roll.
Aussie rolls are deep fried, and they are not traditional rolls, really. Let's go to Steven, who's in Calvert on Grant and Danny. Major controversy again in our 2021 Thanksgiving meal draft. What's up, Steven? How are you?
Hey, my brother. How's it going? I love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
You got a lot of followers down here in Calvert County, Southern Maryland, but I got to tell you, the one thing you guys are missing out on that just about everybody does down here, take a dozen oysters, throw them on the grill, give them a little steam, let them open, pop the top, put some garlic, butter, and lemon in there, let them cook for another minute or two, and that's the best side dish you could ever have.
Little grilled oyster situation. We're going to have oysters at the house tomorrow because my mother-in-law always does oysters. She loves them. Craig's got a great tweet here that actually makes my case. This would be, if I hired him as a lawyer, this line right here during the trial is what gets me the win. Craig said, are Tootsie Rolls included as rolls? Because they're in the name. So could someone
I'm sure
draft,
it's the same.
Could someone draft Tootsie Rolls, Danny, or they're out?
No, that is funny. Of course, it's a candy and not relevant. Here's a picture of a roll. Looks like an Aussie roll, which looks like a regular roll. They're the same. Everyone acknowledges it. It's outrageous. It's either the truth or trolling me. And if it's more fun to troll, that's just fine. That's wonderful. You guys can do this yourself next year, and I'll just hold my own where I just sort of pretend that I'm drafting different things. I'll draft four different types of mashed potatoes. Well, my mashed potatoes have chives in them, so I can just take those. Outrageous. Outrageous. Shouldn't even be a debate.
You know what I'm going to do for the betterment of the show and for the betterment of the possibility of doing this in the future? I'm going to forego my Aussie roll stance.
No, you should take it. Take your Aussie roll.
No. You don't get now. You don't throw your fit and then I change and now you do that. I see what you're saying a little bit with rolls. I don't think it's completely correct, but I understand your frustration. And in this giving season, as a friend of yours, I'm willing to punt on Aussie rolls. Not for life, but just for my Thanksgiving meal tomorrow.
You shouldn't have to give them up for life.
I won't give them up for life. I wouldn't do that. If it meant I never got to talk to you again or I got to eat a lot of Aussie rolls, I would never talk to you again. No disrespect
that.
At all. I mean, I really
but
like
some.
It.
I mean, yeah, they're really good.
They're so good. All right, so without further ado, or there's lots of ado already having happened, but with further ado, I guess, Darius, our next attempt at a pick is in.
I smell a troll coming.
Cornbread flavored. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what happened.
That got me.
Chocolate chip cookies. I will go with chocolate chip cookies. None of you can eat them on Thanksgiving, and that sucks for you. So I will complete my plate. I've got turkey. I've got ham. I've got mashed potatoes. And I have chocolate chip cookies for dessert. Very happy about that. That will conclude my draft. Ryan, you have gravy somehow. You have creamed corn somehow. You also drafted pumpkin pie. A lot of rave reviews for that. I'm proud of you. Good job. This is a huge moment, a seminal moment. People have been expecting him to pull something out of his hat to salvage this draft for three rounds. So let's see what he's got cooked up.
With the last pick in the 2021 Thanksgiving Meals Draft, the Detroit Clarys select green bean casserole.
Oh, my God.
I hate his draft. Oh, and I didn't even want to be I really don't like being mean to him because he's so nice and I love him. He reminds me of myself, like when I was 21. This is the worst draft ever.
You sleep.
Am I wrong, Danny?
You sleep. No.
He just took his big
Ryan
moment. His, I'm going to save the day. Everyone's watching me. I've screwed this up 10 ways from Sunday, but it's okay because I've got a trick up my sleeve. Was green bean casserole?
It's so Ryan fitting that he was the Detroit Clarys.
Imagine fitting your plate with just those four things on it. Gravy on top of nothing, cream corn, and green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Sounds That's your good. Plate.
Yeah. Sounds good. It's
like the plate of somebody that got to Thanksgiving 4 hours late, and all of the good food is gone. And that's all that's left.
But what
they
needs
didn't make
to be
right
remembered
quantities.
Is he had the first overall pick. He ended up with a plate that if I offered it to a person who hasn't eaten in days, they would say, do you have any cash? I just want cash.
Well, here's my brain behind this. You guys can't enjoy potatoes, stuffing, turkey, name it, you won't enjoy it. Because gravy is the thing that makes it good. So maybe I can't put gravy on mine, but thankfully I don't need gravy on my casseroles. I don't need it on my corn. I like it on my corn, but not everyone does. So my understanding is you guys aren't going to be able to enjoy your meals now because you don't have gravy. You have
you
meat.
Drafted a franchise quarterback because you already had a franchise quarterback?
Was correct.
Is that the idea?
Correct.
Now, what you don't have is butter. You don't have salt and pepper. You don't have any cranberry sauce. You haven't eliminated moisture from the atmosphere, dude. I got plenty of flavor on mine. Grant's got plenty of flavor. You know Darius has flavor. He's got mac and cheese, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
He's good to go.
Well, you're sleeping on cream corn. There's cream in the name.
That's what he keeps coming back to, by the way, is just that we're sleeping on cream corn.
You do.
Comfortably on a Casper mattress for 9 hours a night. I won't wake up. I ain't setting an alarm clock either. So comfortably, Ryan. You know what cream corn is good for?
What?
It's the best version of creamed corn. Like, if you said, let's rank creamed corns, it would finish first. Other than that, to draft it where you did you even send scouts to the combine?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you put together a draft board?
Exactly. I 100% did. And you know what? I had my first overall selection sitting in there for me in the fourth round. But Danny decided to take it.
Have you considered that if it was your first overall selection, you should have taken it before the fourth round?
No. In Detroit,
that's how drafts go?
We get value picks. We pick for the value.
That's what
we do. So we're going to wait until that little sucker drops down, and we're going to take him. And unfortunately, Danny jumped it. It sucks. But it's okay, because I know my plate's a winner. I know it is.
There's a couple people chiming in here about Darius taking crescent rolls after Danny took rolls, saying that they're a little surprised that was able to stand. Danny, do you have a thought on that?
So everyone knows what I mean when I say roll, right?
Circular.
That's the kind of rounded shape, kind of it's not a biscuit, but it's like that sort of curvature, right? So anything under the roll penumbra, anything under that umbrella where you would go, that's a, Parker House roll, or that's a dinner roll, or that's a King's Hawaiian roll, Aussie roll, all those things, it's made from the exact same stuff. The crescent roll, coming from that kind of like Pillsbury-type deal, is different. That's like closer to a croissant, right? That's got a different flaky texture and crust. That is a different substance. That's why I didn't raise stink about that. because that's not your – I know it's got role in the title. I understand that. It's like the same way that Tootsie Roll has role in the title. But we all know that that's not a role. That's different enough to me that it didn't raise a stink. I don't think the league office needed to hear from me on that one.
Dominic says Ryan needs to be relegated from the league. Gylo says he hopes Ryan's mom isn't listening and doesn't feel like this is an indictment on her cooking. This is an embarrassment. So maybe can we track down Mrs. Clary to get her reaction to his plate, please? We got John Carlson next, so we do have to do that first. But maybe we could have Mrs. Clary weigh in on Ryan's plate. You would think a guy who has homemade delicious meals day in and day out would have been better prepared for what just took place. So let's run through it really fast. Darius, you can post this somehow. We can put a graphic together so we can get a poll going on Twitter. Ryan, your plate includes what? Tell the people what they're voting on if they vote for you.
My plate includes gravy, cream corn, green bean casserole, and pumpkin pie.
I've got mashed potatoes, ham, fried turkey, dark meat, and chocolate chip cookies.
Team Danny, stuffing, rolls, cornbread, and sweet potato casserole with marshmallows.
And I rounded out with mac and cheese, deviled eggs, roasted turkey, and crescent rolls.
I think that was successful for three of us.
Definitely for three of us.
I look forward. And this is my one time that I'll mention this today. I'll tweet it out tomorrow. I look forward every year to having people send me pictures of their plate when they eat tomorrow. It's my favorite thing. So I'll send out a tweet where I'll you know, post a picture of what I'm eating, and I'll say, hey, please attach your plate to this. So at Grant H. Paulson, I want plates of everybody's food. It's one of my favorite things to do every year. John Carlson is next. Maybe we'll catch up with Ryan's mom to see what she thinks about his performance. And we should actually talk about the Washington football team and some sports matters. We will get into those next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!